Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It is your host, Colleen, Cosmic Colleen, across the board on all social media. Make sure to check me out. Sorry that there wasn't an episode last weekend. I kind of know I left you hanging last week, some of you, and I'll get into that. But this episode is going to be focused a little bit on the Venus-Mars conjunction and this full moon in Leo, which is going to be big. Big. And we are going to be talking about how to let ourselves shine. Now, before we get into that, I want to tell a little bit of a story about I had a surgery last week. Cosmetic surgery. And I'm going to tie it into Venus retrograde as well. So I kind of felt guilt. Okay, so let me just get to the point. I had breast augmentation. I had a lift and I had implants put in. And if you know me, you know that I'm honest. I mean, I can't not say what's happening in my life as well as you're going to be able to tell. I can just tell you that. And it's something I knew I wanted after my first kid. I breastfed both my kids for a year and it's not fair, but you know, they take a toll on your breast and they just kind of hang there. And even a funny story, a couple months ago, my son Abram walked in on me in the bathroom and he was like, wow, those look like they had a hard day, which I always like to laugh and talk about. But after my first, I knew that I wanted it done. However, I did struggle with guilt. What I've learned with my clients, myself, there's guilt somehow deeply buried in ourselves when we do something for ourselves, when we enjoy something that someone else has maybe had brought them suffering or things like that or whatever. We all have a lot of guilt. We'll just say that. So I had a lot of guilt about almost like I felt like I should honor my body more, or maybe there's this pressure on like loving your natural body. And, you know, I think all women are beautiful. I think all bodies are beautiful. It's just how do I prefer my body? And so I did a lot of sitting and reflecting and meditating, and I thanked my breasts. I thanked for feeding them, for being healthy, right? I felt guilty because I know there's a lot of women out there who unfortunately had lost theirs and would kill to just have mine how they were in that state. And that was honestly a lot of, over the last year and a half of making that decision, that guilt. You know, I'm going to continue out to donate to that and give back to that. But I feel like the body is a temple and it's not, it houses our soul. And so we should be able to do whatever modification changes, dress however that we feel suited. And how does it make you feel? Well, I fucking love it. Okay, I do. That's number one. I can't even. I am so happy right away. I don't even care that there are scars. I'm like, oh my God, they have not been like this since I was like 18, maybe. I love it. Surgery. So when the pandemic happened, Venus was retrograding, I think, in Taurus, and that was in May through June of 2020. I was like, I have the downtime. However, I don't have the money, but maybe let me see if I could get credit or whatever. And I went into the doctor who I went to, mainline plastic surgery, Dr. Raymond Jean. He's amazing. Dr. Jean, and I got, you know, we talked about implants, I did everything, and I couldn't get the funding at the time, and I trusted the universe that, you know, obviously I was in this sort of not back at the salon doing the podcast, I wasn't quite ready financially for it, and I just got my eyebrows microbladed instead. So I let that go, but it had always been on the back of my mind about me wanting to get that done. And as we know, this next Venus retrograde happened, and as Venus entered Capricorn, before it began, I was like, you know what, let me just look into it. Maybe let me see what I can do financially for things happening. And when Venus turned retrograde, all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I can get the funding to get this done. And I can't believe it's happening. And I shared a tweet the other night. I have Venus retrograde in my birth chart. So what I'm finding is people that were born with Venus retrograde in their chart, it actually is a good time for them to make aesthetic changes. But I was like, I can do it. And in January, and they were like, all right, so you have this date or you have to wait until June. And I was like, well, obviously I'm not waiting until June, so I'm going to have to do this in 3 weeks. And it all happened very fast. And I prayed about it. I looked into the astrology of it and I trusted. And just like Venus moves fast, all of a sudden I was able, because when things retrograde, planets retrograde, we often get a second look at something. We get to do something again. Something comes back around and it works out in our favor. And everything aligned, you know, everything aligned with my kids, finances, my work schedule, moving people around. Everything was beautiful. And I lived. Thank God. I was actually really nervous about that. For someone who was like a drug addict, who did all kinds of crazy shit all the time, I had like this fear. I was like, oh my God, I'd only ever had my wisdom teeth and tonsils out. And I was like, I can go under, and what's going to happen if I go under? And what if I don't? I had this like weird subconscious, totally not Colleen fear, but I prayed and I kind of mantraed it out. It's funny. The Capricorn moon said to me, I brought it up and he said, well, if you don't wake up, you're not going to know. You're not going to know about it. I was like, oh, okay. You're right. You know, but before I went under, I prayed that the universe, whatever happens, tells me over there and you know, gives me a new level of light. So recovery definitely took me out. I had thought maybe Wednesday or Thursday I'd be able to make an episode, but I was pretty freaking exhausted, tired from the surgery as well as anesthesia. That just knocks you out. And I definitely did not do a lot for a few days. I went to a 76ers game, which was fun. But even then, we left a little bit early and I was feeling a little tired just from walking around with everything. So sorry I didn't get the episode out to you guys last week. That is the big reason why I thought I would have time, but I just didn't have it in me energetically. So I took a week that. I'm also off of work until this weekend, which I haven't done something like that in a while. So it's been nice. I've been able to work on astrology and work on a lot of things. So yeah, the verdict is out. The scarring has not gone away yet because the surgical stuff's still on it. Bruising, I can feel them and I love it. I'm serious. I already have this, talk about full moon in Leo. I already have this big confidence about it. I'm super excited. You guys will probably notice it in pictures, things like that. But yeah, you know, I did it. I went for it and I'm happy. I don't know. I love it. I feel like it's was such something that bothered me. And I was like, I'm 33. I'm too young to be having these like these hoagie looking, you know, breasts sometimes. But I am grateful. I'm grateful the universe aligned. As you can see, sometimes with Venus retrograde, we go backwards. It's funny. The last Venus retrograde 8 years ago in Capricorn, I was having a child. The first one that ruined them. I'm kidding. Sorry. You know, I loved my breastfeeding journey. Okay. So enough about Colleen's breasts. They're new. They're out there. We're going to name them the twins, whatever. Just kidding. Let's talk about this full moon in Leo. I was working with a client earlier and what came to me about their chart, but then really reflected on this full moon in Leo, is our shining. Like what is holding us back from shining? I talk to people on an intimate level every day, whether through astrology, whether through my clients at work, with hair, just even people at the supermarket. I don't know. I'm just one of those people who get everything out of them in the first minute that they talk. And that's why I guess I do these interviews. And so many people in the world, I think so much unhappiness is people not feeling free to be themselves, not feeling free to express themselves in a certain way, holding on so badly that to that control of what will others think. What will others think? First of all, take that and hold that for a moment because do you know that those others are also thinking, what will others think? And oftentimes we're triggered by people who are living an authentic truth that really deep down is our truth and that we wish that we can get to. Now, I picked this full moon in Leo. Again, when it's a full moon, we let go. Sometimes it's a little bit of crazy energy. It's intense energy. It comes about. It shows us our shadow sides to just let go, move on. But I think this one, coupled with the conjunction with Venus and Mars, it's happening opposite Leo, you know, in Capricorn, I feel like it's letting go of your self-doubt. Letting go of your self-worth, letting go of being so worried about putting yourself out there and what are people going to think? Because that is dimming you. And that each time you dim your light, each time you dim something about you, you're taking a piece of your happiness away. You're taking a piece of who you are away. You're awakening an inner child in you who once, you know, was themselves at the bus stop and some mean bully took it away from them. And then subconsciously, your inner child's been holding on to that moment that's been holding you back. And each time you feel like I can't launch this because I won't be great, you're taking a piece of your happiness away. And then that happiness tends to be the loss that we see in our everyday life when we look around and we're like, huh, nothing's satisfying me. I'm just sort of walking around here. Nothing's satisfying because we just kept taking little parts of us, little parts that could make us happy for being us, and hiding them and pushing them away. So we can't go out and do what we really want to do in fear of what others are going to think. We can't, you know, put ourselves on the internet the way we want to because what if others are going to think? We can't follow our dream because what if we're not practical, or what if this, what if that, what if that, you know? Whatever parents are in our heads whispering. Now, some signs, you know, you're going to find the earth signs have it. I mean, the air signs have it a little bit easier to put themselves out there. Myself, a Gemini, they definitely, they shine. We shine on being different. Like, I want to make you feel uncomfortable when you walk in just by maybe how I look or act sometimes, you know. Sometimes a Virgo rising kicks in, though, and I sit back and watch the room. Versus a Capricorn, which is going to be way more hidden, way more reserved, way more holding back. And if you have a Saturn in your first house or somehow related to your authentic self, that might be an issue. It might hold yourself back. So I want you guys to write down, to really sit and write about, what do you think holds back your shine? Is it your husband? Is it your wife? Is it, you know, those thoughts of what the neighbor at the that down the street are going to say, or what kids at the bus stop are going to say, or even what your kids feel, what your kids are feeling and happening? What is holding you back from loving that person? What is holding you back from choosing that career? Write all that down. Get to the nitty gritty. I mean, the nitty, I always say it on every episode, is fear, but get down to that, write that, release that. I love writing. I love writing so much because it is a way that's energy transfusion. When we take our thought to the pen, to the paper, we are energetically, you know, we are transmuting that energy out there. And then we're going to take it and we're going to say it out loud and we're going to release it and say release after each thing. And then we're going to burn it, throw it in a river. That's not the most eco-friendly, but, you know, bury it, do whatever it is to release that. And then we're going to write down and we're going to focus on, what is our greatness? What makes you great? Does it make you great? Your smile, how funny you are, how you light up a room, how you can take charge of a case and, you know, in law, or take charge of a medical case and transform someone's life. It could be, you know, how you like your purse collection. All of that stuff can be who you are. It can be how you like weird, authentic people. All of that, whatever that truth is, that's how you're going to shine. And each level, each time you gain control of that, you will meet and align with those who are on that same wavelength. And it's okay that other people don't like you. It's okay that other people don't agree. There's someone else and they match up with other people. The truth is letting go of that, letting go of how other people perceive us. That is the truth. That is where we're going to find peace and harmony in ourselves. So that is somewhere where I really, really want you guys to focus on. And obviously when we have a full moon in Leo, we have a little bit of the ego flying around, you know, and we can take this full moon though and look at the good of the ego. Where do we need to enhance our ego? The ego is important. It's never going away. There's good and bad, just like there's good and bad to everything. And so where do we need to show up? You know, where does our confidence, our Leo ego need to show up? And where does our Leo ego need to sit down, shut up and listen? And maybe be open-minded, because there might be some lessons in that, right? Sometimes we think we know everything, or no, that possibly can't work that way. And I'm talking science, politics, whatever it is. Maybe if that conversation gets brought up, you should sit down, be quiet, and say, all right, let me just be open-minded to what they say. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that they have to be right. I just have to be open-minded. So there might be some lessons in that. Take a deep, deep breath in and out. So again, there's going to be a lot of fiery truths. And I think with this full moon, we might find some like passion that is either really amazing and sexually strong desired. We might also find some passion that maybe was not the healthiest for us mentally, physically, or relationship, whatever it is. Again, there can be both dynamic with that. And I say passion because it's happening opposite Mars conjunct Venus conjunct Mars, which the lovers right now, and Mars is strong. The male energy is strong. I mean, the masculine energy is strong and taking over. So there's a lot of this like passion and desire. And there's a lot of beautiful creativity energy and getting that. So maybe spend the next couple of days meditating sexually. Again, if you have like kids in the car, sorry to, you know, turn it off for a second, pause it for a little bit. Awkward. However, if you don't, you know, be open with your sexuality. What is it? What do you want to feel? What does desire feel like? What does passion feel like? How can you gain some creativity? Use some manifestation rituals around sex, which are some of my favorite. I love to do that. It's amazing what you can harness, because when you're in that sexual energy or desire so much, because like you're really living in the moment and you're in this vibration, and it can create so much, right? It's fertile. It's the most fertile energy. So bringing lots of creation. So there's a lot to let go, to grow. And overall, I think this is actually going to be a pretty good full moon, heated passion. But you know, the bad stuff will be where our ego needs to change. And that always hurts, because it sucks hearing shitty stuff about yourself. But also, something that doesn't hurt as bad is, where do you need to enhance your ego, and where do you need to shine? How can you shine? So yeah, this Mars-Venus conjunction, I have been feeling it since last week, and it started. It perfects, and we're going to feel it through the next week or so past that. And there's a strong masculine energy and strength behind Venus ruled things, as well as like just passion, desire, love, romance, get carried away. This can be something that can really get you carried away. This can be something, just dive into the moment. I posted on my Instagram today because it's Valentine's Day and I am going out to eat on Valentine's. I actually don't feel like, I haven't felt like, sorry, what was I going to say? I was thinking about something Valentine's Day. The 14th, 15th. Okay, I lost my train of thought. You know what happens. I was like, wait, I looked into something, but I forgot what it said. Yeah, so find love, find self-love, enjoy, be in the moment. If you've been in a long-term partnership with someone and you're like, oh, whatever, Valentine's Day, just make it special. Say, hey, how about we sit down and have an hour conversation and talk and drink coffee. Do something along those lines. I hope that everyone has a beautiful day, a beautiful week, a beautiful Valentine. If you don't have a Valentine, I will be your Valentine, baby. I will love all of you until the very end. And remember, there's love in everything. There's Valentines in everything. Our children, our friends, all of that stuff. There's lots of Valentines. Well, I hope everyone has a beautiful day and a beautiful week. Happy full moon. Let go of those self-limiting beliefs and believe in yourself. There's a lot of passion this week, and follow the passion. Allow the passion to lead you. All right. Love you all. Thank you. Goodbye.